everybody across the land. Here's a special from Sequel Cast, though I don't know what it's gonna be about. Maybe Woody Allen, maybe Spike Lee, maybe Technicolor, maybe 3D, or maybe you just gotta wait and see. You're gonna find out after this theme. This Sequel Cast special is a go. This Sequel Cast special is a go. What's it gonna be about? What's it gonna be about? What's it gonna be about? Who knows?
That's until 4:50. Yeah, 4:50. So
45 minutes. Now.
45 minutes. Okay.
Come listen to us.
Let's get started.
Try to talk about
shall
these
we?
Films.
If it is, yes. Is he hoping he won't have to do any audience engagement stuff if he's just brought back?
Okay, let's go.
Yeah.
This is your show.
Oh, I know it's my show. All right. Hello and welcome to the Sequel Cast. The Sequel Cast is a podcast that looks at movies in a franchise one film at a time. And this is a special live show where we'll be talking about the Harry Potter films and what we've experienced at LeakyCon and Harry Potter video games and all sorts
so
of the
much.
Great things.
Yes.
I'm your host, Matt. With me is Tony of Bowtie
Hello.
Cat. What is Bowtie Cat?
We are a nerd culture blog.
What does that mean?
We talk about nerd culture.
Okay.
Anything nerdy, we like.
Okay.
So check
and
us out.
Also with me is Eric.
We're on Tumblr, follow us.
Tumblr, okay. And also with me is Eric Windsor of OTL Gaming.
Hello.
What is OTL Gaming?
It's basically the same thing as Bowtie Cat. It's video game geek culture. We're a local website here in Portland, Oregon.
Okay, great.
Also on Tumblr.
Also on Tumblr.
Very
we
good.
We also have our own podcast called Gut Check.
Yeah? Very good. So, before we talk about Harry Potter, let's talk about what have we done at LeakyCon so far?
Ooh. I played Quidditch.
You played Quidditch?
Yes, I watched Tony play Quidditch this
it
morning.
It was the most intense 15 minutes of my life.
What's so intense about Quidditch? You'd have a broom between your legs and you'd run around with the ball, right? Is that
yeah,
how it works?
It's a, it was a workout. I wasn't it's expecting like, to get that much exercise.
It's like an intense version of dodgeball plus tag and chase.
Dodgeball, tag, and chase.
Yeah, it's yep. a lot of running. I was a beater, so
basically
I had to throw
every
balls at people.
You had to throw balls? Fun. Yeah, okay. So, interesting. So, I mean, was it crowded? Did you feel like you won? Did you know what you were doing? Was
oh,
it
yeah.
confusing?
My team
yeah.
won because we caught the snitch.
Okay. And the snitch was a person, right, that ran around the conference
yeah,
room?
It's a person with like a flag, football flag on their back that you got to grab.
So, to make it feel mildly better, next
yes.
door, there are zero people.
Thank you very much.
Have the biggest attended
oh, we have
event.
A bigger attendance.
You currently have the biggest attended event that is opposite StarKid yet.
Okay, thank
nice.
You very much.
Guys, we won. We can
thank
go
you.
Home now.
We just caught the snitch right there.
We have a mic up here. If you guys have questions.
If you have questions, come
questions,
right up to
comments,
the mic.
Come on down. Anytime. There's, yeah.
I think before we continue talking about what we've done at LeakyCon so far, we have a prize to give away. It is a Weird Science Lab bouncy ball factory. Make your own bouncy ball. I don't know how it works.
It's magic.
That's why we bought it.
You put powder, shake it, put it in water, and then it makes a ball that bounces.
Hopefully.
So, yeah. What?
Now?
We have to find water and stuff to put this ball in.
I have a water bottle.
Okay, you can try it. I don't know if this ball fits in a water bottle. But okay. Do you want this ball? It's yours. Come up and
come
get
on
it.
Up.
Make sure you bounce it around.
We need to get your name.
Your name, speaking to the mic.
I'm Katie.
Katie, from where?
Tucson, Arizona.
Have you been to LeakyCon before?
First time.
What do you think?
It's the best.
Have you been to Portland before?
Nope.
No? This weather is very unseasonable. Normally it's
yeah,
like
this
all
is
rainy.
You brought Arizona with you.
Yeah.
This is like our winter, so.
Yeah.
Oh, great.
Okay, great.
Well, there you go.
Blame you now.
Well, good luck.
No, I'm kidding.
All right.
Thank you.
Sure. Mm-hmm. And we'll check in later in the
we'll
show.
Check in
if,
later, see if the bouncy ball has happened.
If the ball really bounces. So, what have you done at LeakyCon, Eric?
I lost a wand.
You lost. How do you lose a wand? It's pretty sad.
I don't know what happened.
It was a really powerful Expelliarmus.
I could swear that I put it in my bag.
Yeah.
And then an hour later, I went to go look for it because we were taking pictures.
Right.
And it was gone.
You lost the wand.
I checked the lost and found. I retraced my steps like Billy from. What is that? Circus? Family Circus?
Yeah.
I went all the way back around all the different routes.
Around trying to find it, yeah.
And I couldn't find it. So I broke down and bought a wand.
It was the Nargles.
So.
Very nice.
Yes.
Like I said, LeakyCon, the main thing I've done is Tony and I went to the opening ceremonies.
Yeah, that was a...
That was quite an experience.
That was
musical
entertaining. Yeah.
It was a musical experience where you had like everybody from every sket, from every like TV show together in one
Bucky,
magical forest.
Bucky was trying to kill Edward from Twilight.
Yeah, it was. There was something else. Like I didn't know quite what to expect. And they premiered the new artwork for the paperback re-release of Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban.
Looks good.
So,
new artwork is always good.
Yeah, you got to find another reason to re-release the books, right?
Yep.
New artwork, new stuff. So, Tony, when is the first time you saw the Harry Potter films?
What's the first one you saw? Like 98.
I think it was like 2000. 2001.
I saw the first one in theaters.
First one in theaters, yeah. Did you read the books?
I have not read the books.
You have not read the books. So is the movie confusing?
No, it's easy to follow.
What do you think makes Harry Potter so popular? Why is it such a big deal?
He's a young, dashing lad.
A young, dashing lad.
The ladies love him.
The ladies love him?
Yeah, look at this.
Ooh, 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 ooh. Yeah, look at that picture of Diana Radcliffe on the cover of this book. Harry Potter and Philosophy, Ultimate Hogwarts for Muggles. It's the eyes?
It's the eyes.
It's not the lightning scar? It's the eyes? No, okay.
The scar is sexy, but the eyes. Once you lock in with those eyes.
Once you lock in, you can't let go. He has you in his grip.
He has you. For life. That's what it was like for me. I saw the first film. I hadn't read any of the books.
Right.
I knew it was based on a series of books. I went and saw the first film.
Yes.
Fell in love with
the young Daniel Radcliffe.
There
and
you
then
go.
Snape.
Yes.
I came on board because of Radcliffe, and then I stayed for Snape.
You stayed for the Snape?
Yeah. Alan Rickman. I love him to death.
Well, you knew Alan Rickman from other movies, though, right?
Oh, yeah. Hans Gruber from
Die Hard. And from the Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves.
Yep. He played Prince John.
No.
No?
The Sheriff of Nottingham. That's right.
That's right.
Thank you. For me, I saw the first Harry Potter film on video. I knew the books were around, but when the books came out, I was in high school, so I felt a little bit too old to get into the books. And
never too old.
Never too old?
No.
Well, I've just
the movies
started...
brought me to the books, and then I started reading the books voraciously. And Then I started going to midnight launches for the books towards the end, and I was like, yeah. I was completely steeped in like Potter core.
So when did you start going to a midnight launch for one of the books?
After Half-Blood Prince.
Half-Blood Prince?
Yep.
Well, so book 6 out of 7, pretty late there.
Yep. Towards the end.
Towards the end.
I was kind of dipping my toe in fandom and getting more, less, you know, socially awkward. So I was like, why would I go to a bookstore at midnight?
Did you dress up to go and get the books at midnight? No, you did not dress up.
I did not dress up. But I remember going to the Deathly Hallows midnight launch and seeing an entire family dressed up as the Malfoys. And it was just oh my God, that is amazing.
Oh, great.
So I think that's when the Slytherin bug bit me.
Okay.
So.
Maybe the man you are today. Slytherin.
Yeah.
Very good.
Hufflepuff.
Yeah.
Ravenclaw.
No Gryffindor.
No Gryffindor, huh?
Nope.
I've been your Gryffindor now.
Not even one Gryffindor.
You're a Gryffindor now.
Oh, up front. Someone just Gryffindor.
Isn't that your wife?
That is my wife. Yes.
He's completely oblivious. That's just my wife. No. Yeah. Gryffindor? No?
Right. No. Okay. So what's something about the films that stick out to you, Tony?
Well, the special effects are always top-notch because obviously there's magic.
And yeah, you have to have special effects
look,
for magic,
you
right.
You make magic look believable, so.
Yeah.
I liked, what was it, in the Goblet of Fire when he like summons Voldemort finally.
Oh, yeah, that's cool.
I guess he doesn't summon him. Not willingly. But then they have that duel, and just the effects from, like, the magic wand stuff.
You're talking about the graveyard?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And then his parents' ghosts come and help him, and then he takes Edward from Twilight.
Cedric.
He saves Edward. And then we had Twilight.
What's really creepy in that scene from Goblet of Fire, what Voldemort looks like, he looks like a fetus bird with a giant head, and he's all bloody.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm pretty sure they use SpaghettiOs for that effect.
They could use SpaghettiOs for the, but it's just, it doesn't look that intimidating that he transforms into his form and it's okay. But it's like, I didn't expect him to look like that.
He didn't really get menacing for me until towards the end. Like Deathly Hallows Part 1, Part 2.
He had more of an active part, I guess.
Yeah. But so. I think that's when I felt like, oh, man, this guy's serious.
Because he has no nose. That's why he's serious.
No, Sirius is his godfather.
Okay.
What up, Tom?
Played by Gary Oldman.
Yes.
So, is there a moment in the films that stick out to you, Eric?
The transformation for all the way that the kids changed to look.
How they aged?
Yeah. I thought they did the films spaced out perfectly to carry from one to.
You don't think they look too old by the Deathly Hallows Part 2?
No.
No, they were
adult and ready for a fight.
Ready for a fight?
Yeah.
You like how they're not in their school uniforms as much in the later films? They're wearing, like, jackets. And
I always notice that. That kind of is like, they're the only three kids that don't have to wear uniforms. Everyone else is wandering around Hogwarts, and they're just like, yeah, hoodie.
Well, the boy who lived. I mean, he can kind of do whatever he wants.
Right.
He was already kind of rock star by the time he
could do what he wanted.
By the time he actually joined the school, it's like, oh, yeah, he can do what he wants.
Well, that's one thing that's interesting. It's like when he goes to Hogwarts, everyone knows who he is. It's not like he goes to Hogwarts as this kid nobody knows,
right?
And he's immediately popular. Everyone knows. Oh my God, it's Harry Potter.
That was like me in high school.
That's like you in high school. No.
Oh my God, it's Tony Vincent.
Have you played any Harry Potter video games?
I played the first couple.
I have played them all.
All of them, really?
All of them.
All like 5 million video games?
That's like the Quidditch one, too. That was pretty.
From the PC Quidditch? To the consoles to the handhelds. Yeah, even the Kinect games.
How was that, the Harry Potter Kinect? Were you waving your arm around?
Basically, it's just timing.
Just timing?
Just timing and directional movement, that's all.
Does it even detect what you're doing? No, you just wave your hands and you win?
In the Deathly Hallows Part 1, Part 2 that you can do. So you can just say the spells.
And he casts it on screen.
Yeah, and he cast it. Yeah, thanks.
That's pretty cool. Well, why don't we give away another prize here? We have a book called The New Edition of The Sorcerer's Companion, A Guide to the Magical World of Harry Potter. And although it has not been prepared, approved, or licensed by any person or entity that has created, published, or produced the Harry Potter books or related properties, it gives such like mythological definitions of what the things like the invisibility cloak mean throughout mythology and history and herbology.
Pretty deep, cool stuff. Pretty deep here. We got some hands
that want it. All right, so let's think of a question. Okay, so in the Harry Potter books and films, there's a character named Hermione. What's her last name? Everyone shouted at once.
They all get it.
What's another question?
Good tiebreaker.
Tiebreaker.
All right. The two that answered, stand up, come up here. You in the glasses. They had your hand up. Yep.
Which one's
you in the white shirt? Come on up.
Hufflepuff gets it.
The tiebreaker.
Sorry, Gryffindor, but you know you are going against the right to come by yourself.
Ooh.
you might have a problem.
All right, we're gonna go back and forth.
Uh oh. Okay?
We're gonna do a back and forth.
Throw down.
Back and forth. Throw down.
Someone can't until someone just can't go any further. Okay, that's how we'll do it.
Oh, you can win.
All right.
We killed
you,
him.
You have 3 seconds to come up with a character name. Okay, from the universe of Harry Potter.
Okay.
You go, any character, you have 3 seconds to give them, and you cannot repeat.
Okay.
We go until someone falls.
Okay.
Okay, we're going to do this. Oh. Ready?
Where are we starting with?
You're going to go first.
Okay.
Okay, no pressure.
Okay.
3, 2, 1, go.
Ron. Luna. Ginny. Hermione. Pansy. Malfoy, Seamus, Lavender, Harry, Dean.
You won.
There you go, you won. And your name?
Morgan.
From where?
Beaverton, Oregon.
Beaverton, Oregon. Okay.
We got a local person. All right.
There you go. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Good job, guys. Valiant effort.
There you go.
All right, where to next?
There's so many places to go with Harry Potter.
Okay.
There really is. I think...
Take us there.
Yeah, okay. Let's go on a fantastic Harry Potter journey. I think of that...
Where were you when you first heard the name Harry Potter? Time and date, please.
Time and date. August 1999. Heard the books had come out, but I never read them until just recently. When did you first hear of Harry Potter? Time and date.
Same time.
Same time. What a coincidence.
No, my little sister was obsessed with Harry Potter.
Your little sister was into the books and stuff? Yeah.
Before I even knew what was going on. So she kind of like led me into it, I guess.
When you went to see the first movie, did you go with your whole family? Or?
I think so, yeah.
Think so? When did you first hear about Harry Potter?
I was on the internet, on iTunes.
What?
iTunes.
I was watching a movie trailer.
Yeah?
It was Harry Potter. It was a sunny August day.
Oh, wow. Okay. It's a magic month.
Yeah, I remember seeing the trailer and going, oh, I want to see this. This looks cool.
Sure.
And then I found out it was about a book series, and then I already told this story.
You did, but you told it again quite well.
Thank you.
So some interesting Harry Potter movie trivia. Do you know at one point Steven Spielberg was being considered as the director?
What?
And they were considering doing Haley Joel Osment as Harry Potter.
What?
Yeah, would that have worked?
No.
Why not? Why would that not have worked? Come up and talk in the microphone. Why would Haley Joel Osment...
Let's talk this.
Terry Gilliam was another person they considered, too.
And then they were like,
he'd be too weird. Yeah,
can
too
we get
cool
Christian
weird.
Bale to
Hi.
Come back and do Harry Potter?
He has the microphone right there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Again.
Speaking to the microphone.
You can pick it up.
You can pick it up. Yeah. Just fine. Like it's not going to explode.
Okay.
It's not a wand.
He just doesn't look right, and he doesn't have the...
Talking to him.
...ness.
Get in there. Get in there.
There you go.
It's not going to bite you.
Yeah.
He doesn't have the right quality. Or he doesn't have like the right acting.
He doesn't have this.
I don't know how to phrase it, but it's not right.
It's not...
He doesn't fit.
He's too short?
Well, there's that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh, we got to size this stuff here, guys.
Oh,
he's too short to be Harry Potter.
So what's the height of Daniel Radcliffe compared to the height of Haley Joel Osment? Does anyone know that?
More.
I don't. No, I don't know that. Of course not. Very good. Thank you.
What are the likelihoods that someone in the audience would know the size ratio of Haley Joel Osment to
Daniel Radcliffe? I'd say zero, given the size of the audience here. So.
Someone give me a celebrity statistician stat.
You can look that up on your phone, Tony?
No. Okay.
He's going to Google.
I'm going to Vine.
The all
can I Google and see?
Everyone here is going to be on the internet.
But, like, that would have been very different. Another bit of, like, casting that they were considering for the second film, The Chamber of Secrets, there's a part that's played by Kenneth Branagh, the guy that knows, that has all the textbooks and stuff. And they were going to do Hugh Grant, but he was not available.
Hugh Grant would have been fine.
For the
role that
Kenneth Branagh played in Chamber of Secrets.
Daniel Radcliffe is 1 inch taller.
Daniel Radcliffe is 1 inch taller.
Ladies and gentlemen, we've learned
than Haley Joel Osment. And what's that height specifically?
Haley Joel Osment is 5'4".
Oh, that is short.
Daniel Radcliffe is 5'5".
I'm so
close. Oh, wow.
Wow. You guys had a guess back there too?
It's almost it.
It's close.
It's giving him the extra inch.
Maybe there's an extra inch in like the lifts and those shoes.
I think Harry Potter wears lifts, probably.
Probably.
It may be.
Do you think he padded the costume? Or do you think that was all him?
I don't know if Harry Potter padded his costume. That's a good question.
There wasn't enough shirtless Potter. Am I right, ladies?
Shirtless Potter?
Shirtless Potter? Yeah?
More shirtless.
Well,
Shirtless Hermione?
Yeah. Hermione? Okay.
Do you remember the scene in the first Deathly Hallows?
Deathly Hallows part where it's a bunch of the Harry Potters.
Ron has the dream of like Harry and him, or like the hallucination of them like banging.
Yeah.
You can say that. That's okay.
Banging. Is banging okay for the internet?
I think so.
Banging is okay. Just don't take it another step further.
That was a pretty cool scene. I thought that was an all right scene.
I thought you were going to say the ridiculous part in Harry Potter and Deathly Hallows Part 1 where they're all trying to escape and they all drink the potion to make them look like Harry Potter. And so you get like 7 Daniel Radcliffes on screen all changing clothes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Talking in different voices.
I forgot about that. That's my dream.
That's your dream?
Yeah.
That's the start of so many
fan
fictions.
Seven Daniel Radcliffe changing clothes in my room.
So it happens every Tuesday night, right?
Yeah.
If all your friends come over, dress up as Daniel Radcliffe.
And I give them polyjuice potions.
You give them polyjuice potions. What's in a polyjuice potion?
I can't tell you.
You can't tell us the secret? No, trade secret?
You didn't pass potions class, so.
No, I didn't. I failed potions class, so.
So I have a question.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. Out of all the characters that we were introduced at the beginning of the series of the films,
right?
Who would have pegged Neville to try to like a badass yeah. by the end of the series?
Yeah,
coming in with that sword,
coming out like yeah. Jason Bourne, you know, little mousy Neville turning into like.
They did seem to come out of. It's
like
not
an
even
action
a,
star.
Yeah, it's not even a character they focus on that much in the yeah. other films, and they sort of.
But in the books, he's a huge focus in the books.
Oh yeah,
but yeah, just. Out of nowhere.
You've read all the books, right, Eric?
I know I've read all the books.
So what is something they've left out of the books that pisses you off the most that's not in the films?
Ooh. I think glossing over Dobby's death.
Yes.
Why?
Just because it was a poignant moment in the Deathly Hallows book. There was like more detail and more emphasis.
And there's more at the House Elves too, right?
Yeah. In all it's the books. Just in the In the film, it's just like, oh yeah, he's dead. There we go. Poignant, you know, seaside scene of them burying him, and then back to the house, back on. Let's keep going. It just felt like they just skipped over an important character's death.
Well, in the films, he was only like in the second movie, and then you don't see him again until like the right. last one.
Right.
Deathly Hallows Part One, I think, at the end.
Well, when you've only got 2.5 hours per movie,
right? A zillion characters.
Yeah. But, yeah, that's one thing that kind of irked me as a fan of the books. So, how about you, Tony? Have you read any of the books?
Nope. You have not read the books, not a single book.
I don't read.
No audiobooks.
You don't read? You're not able to read?
No, the words confuse me. No, I don't know, I've never read them. I haven't read Game of Thrones either.
Well, those Game of Thrones...
There was an audible gasp.
Oh, uh-oh.
That's going to make some people mad.
So why is there a gasp over there of Tony not reading Game of Thrones?
It's a travesty, right?
It is a travesty. I shouldn't actually gasp because I've actually read them all myself. I just started reading the first one.
Okay. And they are amazing.
They are fantastic.
Evan's ready to sell me.
For me, it was a lot to take in because he goes through so many character stories within one book. So
yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot to keep track of.
Well, in the Game of Thrones books, like almost every chapter is from the point of view of a different character.
Yes.
Yeah. And they're all in different locations, all doing different things. So it can get confusing, right?
Yeah.
Thank God for HBO.
The internet.
HBO.
The
for dummies.
Who don't want to read, don't read thick books.
1,000-page books, just watch a season of television.
Just watch it, yeah. Just watch it and then read.
Yeah.
Get inspired. There's some great literary, like, geniuses out there right now creating amazing fantasy worlds like J.K. Rowling did for Harry Potter.
Did you read the new J.K. Rowling book that's not a Harry Potter book?
I have not.
I have not either. Has anyone here read that? Is it good?
Very good.
Why?
I think it's a realistic portrayal of the class system that still exists in Britain and deals with addiction and development of people as they grow as adults. So they still need to do that even once they reach adults.
So is it like a murder mystery? Oh, okay.
How do you get murder
Sounds
mystery
like
out of
I don't know.
Breakdown of the class system?
Well, it's basically someone dies and they leave a vacancy in the city council, essentially, and they are to fill it, and some of them are in support of keeping the certain boundaries the way they are, and some of them want to change it in order to evict a method of oppression.
Real Lurdens.
Pretty cool. I have to check that out. What's the name of that book?
The Casual Vacancy.
The Casual Vacancy. Mm. Very good. That would have been a good thing for me to research before doing the show.
You're supposed to be talking about the movies, so.
Oh, right. So back to the Harry Potter movies. What drives, is there some scene that you think, oh, this is awful from the films? There's something that you just hate?
I didn't like the troll when he gets the wand stuck up his nose.
No, that was kind of gross.
Pulled out, it's all snotty. I don't want to see that.
It's all too gross for you? too close to home?
No, I thought the movies as a whole, I mean, we're all solid. I don't think there's any real bad scenes.
I'm just surprised with the films how many climactic scenes happen in, like, the bathrooms at Hogwarts. Because you get the troll in the bathroom in the first movie, and then in, the second one, you get the, what am I trying to say here?
The Chamber of Secrets?
The Chamber of Secrets.
Yeah.
You get the polyjuice potion stuff. Yeah. You get the moaning myrtle, all that stuff in the bathroom.
Trudging through a sewer.
You get the sort of big fight between Harry Potter and Draco Malfoy in the bathroom. Why is there so many important bathroom scenes?
Unsanitary wizardry.
Unsanitary wizardry. That's just where you go when you have a secret fight with the troll. Just go to the bathroom. No one will catch you.
Yeah, it's nobody was ever in the bathrooms. I noticed.
Yeah, they're always empty.
Yeah.
There are the secret
bathrooms.
Well, that's where a lot of stuff happens. I think you're onto something there. Because, like, on the Goblet of Fire, that's where Harry goes to figure out the...
With the egg, yeah.
Egg. He goes
and hatches the egg in the bathroom, takes a bath.
Takes a bath.
With the egg.
Yep. I think you stumbled on something there. You should write a book about that.
I should. Harry Potter and the...
Entitled it Unsanitary Wizardry.
Unsanitary Wizardry, a detailed examination of Harry Potter.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Is there a scene from the movies that sort of bugged you that you wish would have been like more like the books? I know you already talked about the Dobby stuff being passed over, but...
No, just Dobby. That just stuck in
just
my
Dobby.
Craw. That stuck in my craw so much. I almost walked out of the theater.
Well, that's kind of dark for like a children's book, or maybe it's not just a children's book. That's
it's not a children's book.
But you have a little character in Dobby the house elf who beats himself and apologizes all the time. I mean, that's sort of unusual. You don't expect that character to pop up.
It's fantasy.
Yes, it's fantasy, but it's just, I don't know, it struck me as weird. Yeah. No? That's fine? Okay.
Why not?
Let's give out another prize here.
Yeah.
We have one last prize, one more book, The Ultimate Harry Potter and Philosophy, Hogwarts for Muggles, which has not been approved, licensed, or sponsored by any entity or person, created or produced by Harry Potter, the book series or films. It covers all 7 books in the series. It likes to know. I guess that makes it ultimate. And what should we think of? What's a good question? Tony, you can think of one.
God, what is a good question? Don't put me on the spot.
No, it's too much. It's a true or false question. Does Harry Potter wear glasses?
Yes! Yes.
No. True or false?
True.
Okay.
Not yes. Yes, it's true.
Come up, and
come
get
up
your
here.
Prize.
Get your book.
Get your book.
Please tell us your name.
Tell us your name, where you're from.
Into the mic.
In the mic.
I'm Jill.
Is that mic off?
Hey, Jill.
It is off.
Oh, okay. That's why it wasn't working before. Great.
How does it go on?
Here.
I'm Jill.
Hi, Jill.
You gotta get real close.
Gotta get real close.
Make out with that mic.
Ew.
It's fine.
I'm from Portland.
Portland!
Yay, Portland! The local winner.
What has been your favorite thing about LeakyCon so far?
Don't say the food.
I don't know, Quidditch.
Quidditch? Yeah. Why?
Because I didn't think you could actually play it.
It was awesome.
I thought you were going to say wonderful.
And also, it was fun watching snitches run around. That was pretty great. Snitches get stitches.
They get stitches. Snitches get stitches, okay.
Yeah.
Someone make a t-shirt of that now.
I will.
So what is it about Harry Potter and philosophy that's interesting, you think? Oh, you haven't read the book, but...
Having absorbed the entire knowledge of this book through osmosis, tell me your thoughts.
I think Nietzsche had a lot to say about Daniel Radcliffe.
Really?
Particularly. I'm interested to see what the subtext is there between Nietzsche and Daniel Radcliffe.
All right. Thank you so much, Jill.
Okay.
I got D. Bye.
Does anyone from the audience have any questions, anything you'd like to talk about?
Any comments? Do you disagree with us completely?
So that you would
yes.
Like to hear
Do we not know what we're talking about? Yes, Jill.
Please come back.
If you have a question, please come up to the microphone that doesn't work, or Tony will give you the one that does work.
Okay.
Yes.
So, if Harry Potter... Okay, stay with me.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no. Uh-oh.
If Harry Potter fought Naruto...
Okay, the anime character?
Yeah.
The ninja, yeah.
Listen, okay, so...
Okay.
Not just Harry Potter gets to use the polyjuice.
Yes.
Like, so there can be 7 Harry Potters, but Naruto can use as many of the like shadow Narutos as he wants to.
Yeah.
But also Harry can use whatever spell he wants to.
Yes.
Okay. Who would win in a Bake Off?
In a Bake Off. Ooh. With all their clones, who would win in a Bake Off? With all their spells, everything. You start, Tony.
I don't think they teach baking at Naruto school, so I would have to, even with the collective knowledge of all the shadow Narutos, I think Harry Potter has the edge there. Also, yeah, because I bet Hermione bakes pretty good.
Okay, that's your...
So, Matt, what's your answer?
My answer, I haven't seen that much of the Naruto show or read the comic or anything, but I think a ninja would be surprisingly good in the kitchen, better than you would expect. So I think that's why Naruto would win in a bake-off against Harry Potter.
But Harry Potter had to cook everything for his aunt and uncle.
Harry Potter had to cook everything for his aunt and uncle? Was it
he
all
was
like...
He was an indentured
servant. He was a servant. So I am wrong. Okay.
I'm right. You're wrong.
All right. Eric?
Yeah, Harry Potter, hands down. If you think about it, just more experience.
Also, magic wouldn't that just, you'd no, just be like Accio cake, and then
Accio cake.
Suddenly, a cake.
I'm not basing my answer.
Ninja
on
magic
that.
Can't make
just,
a cake.
Just on skills.
Just on skills
just
alone.
Just on skills alone. Yeah, because Naruto spends most of his time trying to learn martial arts, not baking. So Harry wins.
All right. So Harry would win
so
in that contest. I'm wrong.
You're incredibly wrong.
Incredibly,
and
incredibly
you were
wrong.
From this panel.
I banished my own panel. Thank you, Eric.
Can't get out of here.
So there's something you wanted to talk about, Eric. About
there is?
Yes. About Harry Scary Potter. Harry Carey Potter.
Harry Carey.
Harry Carey Potter.
The combination of Harry Carey
if
and
I
Harry
was
Potter.
Muggle, would you eat me? What? You're from Chicago.
From Chicago.
Yeah, all right.
Ooh.
Home of Harry Carey. All right. That's awesome.
That was where the that was LeakyCon last year was Chicago, right?
Yep.
Yes.
So what was the size of LeakyCon in Chicago compared to this LeakyCon Portland?
It was quite a bit bigger because you know they yeah. did this year, so it's kind of splitting off.
Mm. So all the Brits stayed in Britland.
It was bigger? Yeah.
Yeah.
What did you see there at the LeakyCon Chicago that was most exciting?
Ooh.
We got to meet her, so that was probably the most exciting. And they also did a very clever senior year.
Oh, okay.
Mm.
Nice.
Very good.
It was 5 hours long.
5 hours?
The Quidditch match?
No.
Oh,
no.
The senior year.
Okay.
Really?
I think I just felt all the humanity come out of your eyes. At that statement, you're like, 5 hours long.
How did it last a whole 5 hours?
I left in the middle, though, and I got a tuna sandwich, then I came back.
Good choice.
Gotta get that fuel.
So what was better, the tuna sandwich or Harry Potter senior year?
Be honest.
The show was better, but I did enjoy it more once I wasn't hungry.
There we go.
There you go.
Full belly.
Tuna sandwich is always helpful in times of crisis.
I have a sinking feeling that tuna fish sandwich was a lot better.
Well, the tuna fish sandwich didn't take 5 hours to eat.
Or make.
Yeah. Or make.
Yeah.
Anything else from the audience? Any questions? Any?
How about this dashing young gentleman in the front?
No. The only male in the room now.
Yeah. You got to feel pretty good.
I'm pretty good.
Wait, the only male in the room?
Well,
the audience.
Yeah.
The audience. Hey, there's no judgment up here, okay? No? He's got nothing.
Yes.
Yes.
Come on.
The woman with the amazing owl purse. Show this to the audience. Look at that.
It's quite the owl purse.
Look at that.
Yeah. Ooh.
I think he plugged that mic in.
This is one.
You can start there.
Yeah.
What was your reaction to Severus Snape's story arc? Like, those of you who read the book and those of you who didn't. Like, the revelation of his feelings for Lily and that he wasn't actually, like, a bad guy.
The best romantic story ever.
Yeah.
Good question.
Yeah, I really like the Snape story. Well, I heard about it because I didn't read the book, so I knew, you know, that he kills Dumbledore. Spoilers, if you haven't read the book. He kills Dumbledore.
Yeah.
But yeah, I like how it was, like, because they don't really hint, at least in the movies, is, well, like, I guess they kind of do, that he had a crush on Harry's mom. But then at the end, there was, like, the big, like, everything he basically did was for Harry. And
yeah.
You didn't know it until the end, and you're like, Snake ate him. And that made me sad.
What about you, Eric, having read the books and when you first came across that in the books and they were...
I thought it was great. It was a great...
His backstory?
It was a great backstory. And like I said, it was probably one of the more heavier romantic elements that I remember reading in
better
the books.
Better than Twilight romance.
Oh. Why is it better than Twilight romance?
I don't know. I just like to say that.
You just like to say that. Okay. Unsubstantiated...
Well, I saw the first Twilight movie and I hated it. So it,
okay.
Harry Potter's with there already. Though it was shot in my hometown of St. Helens, Oregon.
Yeah?
There's scenes.
The first
scenes
one, yeah.
Of it.
Yeah.
Oh my God, there's scenes. So I like, with, to answer your question, I had seen the movies before reading the books and I've only read a few of the books, I think. And when I came across that, I just thought it was real surprising. It was a nice twist. But despite knowing that, every time I rewatch the first movie, I'm always fooled, and I think it's Snape casting the spells to make Harry spin around on the broomstick. Because I just look at Alan Rickman as an actor. He always plays a bad guy 9 out of 10 times, and I can't divorce that from my mind. Even though I know the backstory that the character Snape is really a good guy and is doing all this stuff for Harry Potter's good, I still get fooled by that moment every time, like an idiot.
All right, easy softball question here, guys.
Okay, softball.
What is your favorite Harry Potter film out of the series? Choose one.
Just one.
Only one.
Well, they're a saga, so they all count as one film.
Nope.
Okay.
Nope.
Tony?
Which one? The Prisoner of Azkaban?
Third one?
Is that the one with the time turner?
Yeah.
Yes, that was my favorite one.
Why?
Because it had time turning. I think it had
that
the,
time turning?
Of the movies at least, that had the most interesting story. As a standalone movie, I think it had a better story than any of the other ones. If you don't take into account the whole story.
Yeah.
Don't listen to me.
Okay. My favorite time film turning. Is probably Order of the Phoenix, even though it's the shortest film and the longest book, just because the scenes with them... like Harry Potter getting interrogated as a result of using magic in public, I thought was really intense and really interesting. The whole movement of Dumbledore's army forming, it just brought more momentum to the story, I think, than some of the other movies.
Here. I was going to say Prisoner of Azkaban, but Tony stole my answer. Mm-hmm. So, Goblet of Fire.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
Why?
It's the more darker, serious of the films, I think, initially. Like it.
Uh-huh.
It has just a dark edge towards the end with the elements and Cedric's death. And yeah. It was the most entertaining one, too, visually on screen. I liked all the wizard tournament stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was fun.
And seeing all of the world open up for the wizard world open up, and you got all the different, you know, competing wizard groups that come
right,
in.
Right, yeah.
So I liked it. It was the most diverse. So.
The most diverse yep. wizards in there. So, I mean, it's not like it's all in Hogwarts.
It wasn't
like
all just Hogwarts.
Stuff, right.
And, yeah. It wasn't centric. It opened up and there was a whole world there's outside of Hogwarts. It's like, oh, yeah. We got wizards and witches from everywhere. Yeah.
Well, on those same lines, let's do a question. What is your least favorite Harry Potter film?
Don't you dare say Prisoner of Azkaban.
Prisoner of Azkaban because it was very confusing. No,
think about a real answer.
My least favorite one? Oh, probably the second one.
The Chamber of Secrets?
Chamber of Secrets,
why?
Yeah. I don't know.
Kind of dumb.
I don't know. It was kind of slow,
I guess. the whole...
Mr. Slow, not so much happening.
Yeah, well, it's just like, you didn't know anything that was going on, because it was a big mystery to where the chamber was and who was petrifying all these people. And then it was a snake. Yeah, that was probably my least favorite one.
My least favorite Harry Potter film, I'd have to agree with you, would be Chamber of Secrets. Because it just spins its wheels forever. I think it's a story you could cut like 30 minutes, maybe 45 minutes out of the film, and it would get more to the point. And it felt like almost the same kind of story as the first film, where like, oh, they're all going to class, and oh, something magical happens at the castle. Oh, we got to figure out what it is, and the adults won't catch us. I don't know, it just felt very formulaic.
I'm sitting here thinking, and I agree with a lot of your element choices for Chamber of Secrets, but I think in my gut I'm going to say Half-Blood Prince.
Half-Blood Prince?
Yeah.
Least favorite.
I think it was just a weak film. I don't think they adapted the book well enough.
Well, how so?
I remember there being more Snape elements, more Snape story elements that they shared in the book that they just couldn't get out on screen. So I felt like that was probably its weakest point.
It felt sort of rushed.
Yeah. Yeah, Half-Blood Prince.
Half-Blood Prince.
Oh, we got a question?
Oh, yes.
Come up here.
Come
up.
Come up.
Yeah,
speak
in the
mic.
Discuss.
Yeah. I don't have
anything to
say.
Quidditch
room. Yes. That's awesome. Very nice.
Slytherin.
But, yeah.
Your name?
What?
Your name?
Oh, I'm Taylor.
Hi, Taylor.
Hi, Taylor. Where are you from?
I'm from Chicago.
Okay.
Chicago, like you said before, right? So why is Order of the Phoenix, you said they cut a whole, it's not your least favorite of the films, you think, or?
I thought as a film, it was good, but from someone who read the book, it wasn't as good, because it's kind of ironic that it is the shortest movie and the longest book, and I think they kind of set themselves up to leave things out in the future that they might have wanted to put in. They didn't talk a lot about the Black family, for example, so we didn't know a lot about Tonks. Like, my friends who just saw the movies, they still had no idea who she was, and they were like, wait, what? Ramus has a son? What is this? When Harry said that to Ramus in the movie. So I think it kind of set people up to be really confused in a lot of different ways. Like, and they also didn't have any Quidditch in that film, and that's the only...
No, they didn't.
Well, Goblet of Fire, obviously they didn't either, but that makes sense.
Right.
Yeah, so I feel like they kind of set it up so the movie watchers didn't understand a lot anymore. Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Sure.
Very good point.
Yep, we got a question.
Yes.
Come on up.
Come up.
Ooh, the man. The man of the house.
I know, right?
And so...
Please speak directly.
I'm going to take the mic directly.
Okay.
Your name, sir?
My name is Evan.
Where are you from?
I'm from Portland, Oregon. My question is, wizard people, dear reader, discuss.
Oh, nice. Very good. Wizard people, dear reader.
Have you people seen Wizard People, Dear Reader? Or know what it
show
is?
Show of hands.
No?
Oh,
no. This is
two people.
Fantastic.
Oh, it's pretty good.
So,
question? What question? Yes.
Oh,
is it put together yet? Are you still?
Yeah,
they're ready
for it to be
moldified. Great, moldified. Good word.
I'm anxious.
So talk about.
Well, what's the name of the guy that did that one, Eric?
Brad Neely.
Who is an internet personality?
He's an amazing cartoonist and animator.
Oh, there you go. See, you know more about the
Chicago,
movie.
Illinois, you guys, or China, Illinois. You guys, watch that on Adult Swim.
Yeah.
Nope.
Yep.
Or explain what it is, regardless.
So he took the first Harry Potter movie, and I don't... He didn't improv it, did he?
No.
He wrote an audio... He dubbed over the audio with his own story of him pretending to read this fake book about wizard people.
It's basically a fake commentary.
It's, you can find it on the internet for free.
And you just play it along as you watch the film.
I think you can get a file where the audio is synced to the video.
Yeah. It syncs up, but it's really surreal. It's very funny and just gets stranger and more disturbing as it goes on.
It has cat-faced meowmers, for God's sake.
What is cat-faced meowmers?
Cat-faced meowmers was the... McGonagall. He changes McGonagall's name to Cat Face Meowmers.
No, it was the person that referees the Quidditch.
Oh.
Or the Quidditch instructor, Professor Cat Face Meowmers.
But yeah, it's just ridiculous stuff like that.
Just
I think
by
it's,
that name alone, you should seek that out. Yeah.
Oh, I have some of the other stuff. I can't. It's been so long since I've seen it, but
it's definitely worth checking out.
Yeah, if you like Harry Potter, which it turns out most people in here do, go look it up.
You might have heard of this thing called Harry Potter.
You might hate it because he doesn't make fun of Harry Potter. He just like it's like a satirical commentary.
Look,
yeah,
the Harry Potter. But he only did it for the first movie. He didn't do other ones.
Yeah, I kind of wish he did more. Yeah.
It's a one-off.
It's pretty hilarious.
So let's check on the status of the magic bouncing ball back there.
It's stuck.
Do you need like a knife or something to get it out?
Reducto.
Accio bouncy ball.
Someone cast repair on that thing.
Throw it. Is it stuck? Is it stuck in like the mold?
Oh, it doesn't bounce. Come up here. Let's bounce it on stage.
It's slimy.
Okay.
But it's staying together.
It's slimy. It's staying together. Now, so does it really bounce?
It's pink.
Now watch, the minute
sticky,
you throw that down,
it's not going to
bounce.
It's going to explode.
The force of that is going to go.
Let's see if it bounces.
I'm going to throw it against the wall. Wall.
Oh, it does. Well, it has a bounce. Two bounces.
Woohoo!
Two bounces.
That's on carpet, to be fair.
That is.
And the color, it came out what?
Pink
green, and
blue? Purple and blue.
Wow, it's a lot of colors in one magic bouncing ball.
It is.
So if you're following on Twitter, that's hashtag success.
Well, thanks very much for coming here to see the sequel cast
live. We have 1 whole minute.
1 whole minute?
Just talk for a minute straight.
Just talk for a whole minute. Well, if you like what you heard, the show I do is called The Sequel Cast. We look at movie franchises one film at a time. We've been covering the Harry Potter films the past few weeks, and next up, we're covering the disaster airport films from the 1970s.
Ooh, Karen over the next Black.
Week. Yeah, Karen Black. I think Charlton Heston is in one of those. Dean Martin is in one of those.
You can take my planes away from my dead hands, Karen Black.
So those of you that have changed of pace, but I've been doing the show for about 4 years, and we've done such franchises as like Lethal Weapon.
Nobody got time for that.
Spider-Man. No, we haven't done Spider-Man. That's a lie. But there's a lot of different
Spider-Man.
Stuff we've done.
You did Jaws recently.
We did Jaws. That was really painful.
Finally did Jaws.
All the Jaws films are pretty terrible. But if you want to hear us talk about movie sequels and stuff, you can check out our website at sequelcast.com. And thanks again for coming for this live show. Any last questions?
Honey Badger versus Honey Boo Boo.
Honey Badger versus Honey Boo Boo.
Honey Boo Boo eat Honey Badger.
Honey Boo Boo would just eat Honey Badger live?
Yeah, she would just eat it. She was like,
she would just eat it?
Like ribs.
What do you say?
Who would win? Honey Boo Boo would probably annoy the badger and it would just leave.
I think Honey Boo Boo would win because Honey Badger don't care. Right?
I think Honey Boo Boo would make Honey Badger care.
Honey Boo Boo and Honey Badger would share Sketty together. They'd microwave spaghetti and ketchup in the microwave and have a lovely dinner. And then they'd fight to the death.
It's a classic meal.
Yeah. Have you ever tried that? I think that'd be gross.
No, I don't want to.
You've disgusted all the people in the room now.
They're leaving.
Yep.
Because it's over.
Nope.
Star Kid.
Star Kid?
Yep.
Gotta go to Star Kid.
It's the cry of Star Kid.
Can't blame you.
Enjoy your 5 hours of torture.
Enjoy.
It's not torture.
Just if you're going to Star Kid, bring a tuna sandwich with you so you don't have to leave.
Stop and get the tuna sandwich before.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yes.
Learn from past mistakes. Prepare your body properly.
I just want to remind everyone that it's pronounced Leviosa. Leviosa.
And if you didn't know this, Alan Rickman has a new restaurant that he's doing.
He does.
It's Alan Rickman's House of Barbecue.
House of Barbecue, what do they serve there?
South Carolina baby back ribs with a Waldorf salad and Italian dressing.
Italian dressing on a Waldorf salad?
Yes.
It's quite the combination.
Indeed.
Well, thank you everybody for coming.
Tony, you got anything to plug?
Anything? Oh, yeah, everyone.
BowtieCat.com, follow us on Tumblr.
There you go.
We will be posting pictures and video that I've shot. Should be entertaining.
Yeah.
And we gave away free passes, so if y'all were following me earlier, you could have won. This guy won. Maybe we'll give away some more LeakyCon stuff. So follow us.
OTLGaming.com. We're also on Tumblr. We also have our podcast, Gut Check, where we talk about video games. We have contests. What do we have coming up? We have tickets for the Final Fantasy Symphony next year. We'll be giving away, I think, 4 sets of tickets for that. Mm-hmm. So,
and that's in Portland?
That's going to be in Portland. It's the Oregon Symphony is doing a night called Distant Worlds, music of Final Fantasy, for the anniversary next year. So we gave away tickets earlier this year for the Zelda Symphony. So apparently the Oregon Symphony likes us.
Very cool. And check out SequelCast and SequelCast.com. Thank you, everyone.
Thanks for coming, guys.
SequelCast Special is a Hipster Goblin production.